The web is forgetting itself, and AI is accelerating the amnesia. A piece from The Walrus titled "Google Search is Dying" drew 349 points and nearly 400 comments on Hacker News Tuesday, but its deeper argument concerns something larger than any single search engine. As AI systems consume the web to generate training data and answer questions directly, the economic incentives for creating original indexed content are collapsing. The web as it was built rested on a clear bargain. Creators produce content, search engines index it, users arrive via those engines, and traffic becomes revenue. AI disrupts every link in that chain. When a language model answers a question directly, without sending the user to the source page, the content creator receives no traffic. No traffic means no advertising revenue, which means diminishing reason to create. Over time, the reservoir of original human knowledge on the web shrinks, and so does the quality of data available to train future models. The problem is recursive. Hacker News commenters note this is not entirely new. Google's featured snippets have extracted value from publishers without reliably driving clicks for years. But the scale is qualitatively different. A featured snippet might answer one question. A well-prompted language model can field 100 follow-up questions without the user ever visiting the original source. The archival dimension may be the most serious long-term concern. The Internet Archive has performed heroic preservation work for decades, but it was built for a web that changed at human pace. The current environment, pages created, briefly monetized, then abandoned or paywalled, outpaces archival capacity. When AI systems synthesize content without preserving provenance, the ability to trace ideas back to their origins is lost. Future researchers may find it genuinely difficult to reconstruct how ideas developed during this period. Several European jurisdictions are pushing back through neighboring rights legislation, but enforcement against large AI companies has been slow and the legal theories remain contested. Anthropic's published guidance on how its Claude model marks AI-generated content represents a partial acknowledgement of the problem, though Hacker News commenters are appropriately skeptical that labeling alone addresses anything structural.